The next coach in the teleconference is Wisconsin's Gary Anderson. The Badgers are 1-0 overall and host Tennessee Tech on Saturday, an 11 a.m. kickoff to appear on Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Appreciate that.
You give us an opening statement, then we'll take a few questions.
Okay, overall, it's good to be 1-0, obviously, and I thought the kids overall played hard and did what we had to do to win the game, and we're looking forward to getting into a normal game week this week, a full normal game week with school going, and Tennessee Tech overall is a team that played very well in the first game. They wide open offense, very much a spread offense with all the option and everything that comes with that. Defensively, they're a 4-2-5 team. Had great success a couple years ago, and I think they, after game one, I'm sure they're going to walk in here with a lot of confidence. Didn't give up points and scored a whole bunch of points, and have a very athletic quarterback that has done some great things for them so far this year, and talented wide receiver in Ladarius, and another very good running back that maybe playing this week if he plays or if he doesn't in Bud Golden. So we'll see where it goes, and defensively they've got some big kids up front, and starts with Jordan Johnson. So we're looking forward to the opportunity, and once again, the key thing is we take care of ourselves and play Badger football.
All right, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Gary, with the eight FCS wins over FBS schools last week, and you guys playing one of those schools, I guess kind of what's your just general thought or philosophy on those games, especially in light of what's coming up with the national playoff and the nine-game conference schedule?
Well, for us, the opportunity to schedule people is kind of something that I work with Coach Alvarez, and you push it out as far as you can. And but as far as the theory of just truly playing the people that best kind of fit, I guess, if you will, now with nine games and what we've done to our conference schedule in the future, or a non-conference schedule in the next few years, you want to try to balance your schedule as much as you can, but sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. You know, teams get better when you schedule 4 or 5 years out, and it doesn't matter if it's, what level it is. Teams can get hot, and you need to be on guard for those teams when they walk into your school. So it's opportunistic for some people to walk into a school like Wisconsin or anybody in the Big Ten or wherever it may be in the SEC, and it's an opportunity of a lifetime for those young men to walk in and have 3 hours in those stadiums, and a lot of times they expect themselves to play very well and win, and I spent a lot of my coaching career preparing teams to walk into that environment and play well, and I'm sure that's exactly what Tennessee Tech expects this week.
So do you like kind of the magical matchup type of angle to what those FCS teams get out of it?
Do I like it for them personally?
Well, just as a college football guy, do you think it's kind of a neat thing for them to get
out
of it?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a great opportunity, and again, it's really once in a lifetime for those kids to be able to play in those environments. And if I look back at my time at Southern Utah, I remember when we went to Nevada and played, and we played well and almost won. Those kids still talk about that. And on my time at Utah State, we went to Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Auburn. Obviously, came to Wisconsin last year, and those kids. You talk to them 4 or 5 years from now, that's probably one of the first games that's going to come out of their mouths as far as their college playing experience. So from that end, I think it's a positive, but it still makes you uneasy as a coach when you're at a place like Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins with MadTownBadgers.com.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for your time. My question to you, looking at the tape and having the chance to watch it, what was your takeaway from Sabe's performance in the first game, and especially how he adjusted in the second half?
Well, I think the big thing in the second half, he just seemed more settled. His receivers caught the ball better. He gave him more opportunities to catch the ball better. He was flawless the whole game in his run checks, which is a big part of it that people don't understand and people don't see and can't just the normal fan doesn't get the feeling of that, but he was tremendous in that area, and that is a big part of our offense. I was proud of him the whole game as far as that went. He hasn't played for a while, and so I thought it was a little bit jittery at the beginning. Seemed to settle in at halftime, and his support cast was better in the second half, and so was he. And So we expect that to continue as we move into this week's game.
Thank you.
You bet.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you had three different running backs go over 100 yards rushing last week. Talk about the performance of the offensive line, regardless of who was behind them.
Yeah, no question. I agree with you 100%. There's three tremendous backs. They did a nice job. The offensive line, the fullbacks, tight ends, and I would also throw in the wide receivers did a tremendous job of blocking for the most part the whole game. You know, you always kind of want to look at the one where we got stopped down there in the red zone, and we need to correct that, and it's a point of emphasis to be good in those short yardage situations. But overall, we had some big runs. There were some big holes. There were some very nice runs by the running backs, but I felt like we moved the line of scrimmage. The communication was very good. The run checks from the quarterback was very good as far as Joel was in there, and Bart also came in and checked the run game very well. So a lot of positives to build on for a starting point for the offensive line, the tight ends, the fullbacks, and really the offense as a whole. Proud of those kids.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like we're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Take care.